This is a HeadGum Original.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Previously on the HeadGum Podcast.
And then you guys come in with these sour attitudes, and maybe it's the cash thing. So I guess my question is to you, like, should it not be for money? Because you guys seem to get upset instantly because you never get the shit right.
Okay, first of all, I feel like I'm being attacked, and all I did was try to have a silly take about Jesse McCartney. You know, that was not on... I wasn't saying the segment was bad.
Yeah, why
are
you so upset about that?
You know, I was just saying that's crazy that Jesse McCartney doesn't have good quotes on whatever the, you know, bestquotes.com thing is, you know.
We weren't mad at you in this particular instance.
My ex-girlfriend used to have a photo of Jesse on her childhood bedroom wall. And so when I went to go like meet the parents, there was like Beautiful Soul there. And I just was like jealous because I don't look like Jesse. I don't have that musical talent. I don't have that cash, that fame, that clout. Yeah. Alfred, have you heard this show before?
I think I listened to the first half of an app like a month ago.
Why?
It wasn't for me.
Right.
I wanted to see what it was about, but then I realized it wasn't for me.
Then why?
Looks like you're in a spotlight, Jeff. The lighting's impeccable.
Well, let's all hang on a sec. No, you don't have to say that.
Great, man.
I know you don't mean it.
I
look disheveled. I haven't showered in a year.
It works for you.
We've got Marika Brownlee on the sax. You've got Riley Anspaugh on the facts. We've got Alfred Barbwell Evans bringing up the rear. I'm so excited to have Riley and Marika on.
What the fuck? I'm just mad. I'm jealous because I showered about an hour ago and I look like shit.
I was telling Daniel before I came on, I'm like, he's like, has Alfred ever been on the pod? I'm like, no. And Jeff's going to go hog wild because this is kind of Jeff's domain and Alf doesn't know what he's getting into.
I know. I am slightly
Marika's
nervous.
World.
I mean, it kind of is. It's just like you antagonizing me. On a daily basis or a weekly basis.
Listen, Alfred said, I don't know if you can hear it. I don't know if Grace is going to mix it so you can hear it over the theme song, but that you listened to half an episode and decided this show wasn't for you.
Yeah, yeah.
It's I have not to for ask, me either.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think it's for anyone.
It's not for anybody.
No. Do people listen?
I don't even like doing it.
Mm-hmm.
It's popular, though, enough.
Popular.
I'm going to close the door of our guest bathroom.
Definitely.
Sure. I don't
you should try it. Yeah.
You know.
I was in a Walgreens this morning and they were playing Because I Knew You.
Okay.
No, Wicked. For Good.
For Good. Fucking hell. Yeah, that's the one.
I'm back.
Awful.
I'm back.
I just had to get that out before Riley put her headphones
what
back on. Otherwise,
say?
It was going to be the only thing we could
what
talk
did you
about.
Say?
I said I was in a Walgreens and they were playing For Good. And it was really jarring.
I'm hurt is sad. I'm young, I'm in our lives.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Was it a game show or?
None of us are in the same.
Is this like a game show? I can't remember the episode I half listened to.
In a way.
This is the elevator pitch I just wrote down yesterday. Are you ready?
Seems like the appropriate time.
Yeah, because nobody knows what this show is, including me. So here's what me attempting to write it down into a paragraph.
I like that.
It's 1 second, actually.
Sorry.
Yes, that's apology accepted. It's fine. Don't worry. Just won't let it happen again.
This is.
It's 45 minutes of chaotic pop culture discussion, mean-spirited games and quizzes, and gotcha journalism. It's ostensibly Between Two Ferns meets Taskmaster.
I think that is spot on.
Just to check in, have you still not watched an episode of Taskmaster?
Never in my life. I've watched a clip.
So good. So good.
Oh, you like Taskmaster, but you don't like this?
Yeah, it's great.
I've never seen Taskmaster.
Oh, season 7. That's where I'd start. Really good.
Oh, episode 139. It's pretty good.
Of this show.
Of this show. And it's in spite of one of the guests.
No, there's a lot of episodes.
It's because of two of the guests, and it's in spite of one of the guests.
I would have heard about it if you'd made that many.
How's your mental health, Jeff, after 139 episodes of doing this show?
Compared to episode 1?
Yes.
Night and day bad.
Okay.
It was unbelievably positive going into the show. What's that?
Yeah.
2020, mid-2020 when we started.
It was like peak pandemic. No one knew what was going on. We were all inside. No vax in sight.
And I'd never been happier.
And you were happier than you are now.
Yes, 100%. Okay. Let's get this elephant in the room. Alfred Bardwell Evans.
What the
on
fuck
the pod.
Did you just call me?
No, you're the elephant in the room is that you're wearing.
Let's get this elephant in the room. Fuck you, asshole.
The elephant in the room is that you're wearing a hoodie that bears your name.
Yeah, I
it's
am.
Not a good look. I'm sorry.
This was a friend of mine's father's, and he gave it to me as a gift because it's my name. I also have two pint glasses and a lunchbox.
Let's say Alfred.
That say Alfred University men's soccer on them.
I thought you just meant you had 2 pint glasses.
I thought you had 2 pints of Bass Ale.
That's a
and
full exhaustive
way,
list of every possession
box.
I have.
Yeah. All right, with you or?
Not necessarily.
Right, that's what I was worried about. Marika,
so you said there was a lot to get to, or?
Only if I can get a word in edgewise, Alfred.
You're the host, man.
Good.
Fuck.
This is good.
I love
keep it up.
This. Yeah, this is great.
Me, yeah. you were addressing me earlier.
Yeah,
do you want me to take over?
Wouldn't be the first time. Oh,
am I right? Come on, that's fucking cool. Ellie's drowning.
Let's talk about that. How has the transition been for y'all? This is
better
been
than ever.
3 episodes in or 4 episodes?
Better than
in.
Ever.
It's been hilarious. I think
the
it's better than when I
was.
On.
Was like it's night and day. You're it's like your mental health.
Night and day.
It's like at
night
first I was like, oh, what's the point? And now I'm like, oh, that's the point.
It's the thing that's most interesting to me is the guests who are frankly begging to come on wouldn't have come within 10th of the show.
Everyone's coming out of the woodwork. Now that Jeff's gone, they're like, oh, yeah, now I'll guest. Yeah. Now I'll guest.
Yeah, and you guys have been BCCing me on that, I guess, bragging. I never thought Al Roker would express interest.
Right well, after like he recovered, too.
Yeah, this it's like huge. The first thing he wants to do back mm-hmm. in the spotlight.
Tell his story, you know?
Yeah.
What's wrong that? Avenue, I think, to tell the story.
Tell the story through long-form improvisational comedy.
We could do, like,
fun
weather
fact,
channels or something.
I saw Al Roker in Waitress the Musical.
Was he the old man?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Oh, yeah.
What about Alf
Roker?
Make it
from an old man. Alf, you're breaking up.
I didn't say shit.
You're grainy and, like,
I'm not talking.
Oh.
I think that's just like interference or whatever. I actually haven't said anything for a while.
Jeff, maybe you were addressing Marika. Them. I want to hear what you were going to say.
Oh, I said, what about Alf Roker?
No,
and
not
said
that. Earlier,
we were
you
trying to
Marika.
That.
We were trying to move past that.
Yeah.
Marika, how's your 2023? I saw you on New Year's Day. We got dinner in New York City, and I was wondering like how things have been going in the last 23 days.
There have been ups, there have been downs.
We also saw Marika at the HeadGum Happy Hour.
Yeah, I saw you.
That's true,
like,
but like
a week ago.
Launching into the year, I
got
saw
it.
Her mug over
cover.
A pint of. Sorry,
well,
I don't know. If,
let's
yeah.
We did have drinks, but we had
drinks,
ultimately mine was in a snowman shaped mug,
yeah,
which is pretty cool. And Jeff did pay for it.
That's nice.
Which is all I can really ask for.
Ask for
so for
Jeff,
that,
shut the fuck up. You
for
asked Marika how she is.
Right.
Holy
so Jeff
shit.
Paid for the drink. That's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Paid for the drink. So, and you did a nice thing. And in that way, my year started fine.
Fine.
Jeff, shut the fuck up.
Really uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I'm really uncomfortable right now.
Yeah.
Is this what
year
it's always
started,
like?
Sorry,
that'll
the year
be for the next
good.
45 minutes. You'll be uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I'm not, this is like, the vibe of the show is supposed to be joy and wisdom.
Jeff, it's we're about never, a quarter away through this thing. How do you think it's going?
It's going, I mean, people are going to love it, but I'm having a bad time.
What would make you have a good time?
I don't know, like, be you know, getting to some of the material that I fucking painstakingly outlined, right?
Okay, what's the game? Well, give us the game.
Ask me how my year has
been
going.
We're waxing about it, and I want to hear about it.
It's the wax portion.
I bought you a drink on New Year's Day Eve, and you said it was fine?
Yeah. I said my year started off fine. What else do you want?
I thought it was a fun dinner.
High point.
I thought it was a fun dinner.
It was a fun dinner. It was. I'm just saying that, you know, the day overall was okay.
Riley and Alfred, what did you guys do on New Year's Eve?
I went to the ER.
What happened?
But then I'm fine and I partied with Daniel's family. I thought I had a blood clot in my leg.
But did you?
Why did you think you had a blood clot?
Because I felt a kind of pain, like in my thigh, that I've never felt before, and it was getting worse and worse. And Daniel and I are googling, and I'm like, it might be a blood clot. And we went to the ER, which was very open. Not a lot of people there at 7 p.m. on New Year's Eve in Evanston, Illinois.
Nice.
And they were like, "It's not a blood clot. Take an aspirin." And I remember I was in, and I'm like, "Hey, so obviously my health comes first. This is not a big deal, but if I'm going to a party and if I wanted to, yeah, no, it doesn't matter." And they're like, "You want to know if you can have a drink with aspirin?" I'm like, "Yeah, but obviously health is the priority." And they're like, "I'll ask the doctor." And I'm like, "Stupid, stupid." And then they're like, "The doctor says take an aspirin and have a drink. It's New Year's." And I'm like, "Okay."
The doctor tried to kill you.
Doctor's orders.
Do you guys have a BetterHelp sponsorship on this thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it might be fitting if you want to put
it
in there.
You want to go to the break right now?
Just that hypochondria, I think, was pretty acute.
Acute or cute?
I'm cute.
Yeah. Acute. As in, like, noticeable specific.
Al thinks I'm cute.
Yeah.
Ugh.
That's what I
mean. Can we play the game? Can we play the game or whatever,
Al,
Jeff?
What did you do on New Year's Eve?
I stayed up all night going to the different ERs and lying about having
Shut
a blood
clot. Shut the fuck up. All right, Jeff, play the game, whatever the hell.
Well, he didn't actually give a straight answer.
I was
wear
with my family.
A sweatshirt with your namesake on it and then avoid questions. On, honestly, a talk show. Riley's been coming at me, but she's been answering the questions. You've been doing neither.
If you let me speak, I can give you an honest answer. Would you like to hear?
Yeah, let's hear it.
I was with my family. And we played a board game.
Worse.
Until about 11:45, at which point I turned on Dick Clark's Rocking New Year's Eve on the television.
Wrong title.
And we watched the last 15 minutes of that. The ball went down.
That's not the final.
I had a glass of non-alcoholic Chardonnay.
Disgusting.
In a champagne flute.
That's grape juice, to be clear.
No, it was worse. It tasted really like big ass. And then I was in bed by a tidy 12:15.
That's beautiful. Can I ask what board game you played?
Wingspan.
I don't know what that is.
Is that a board game or you just stretch out your arms and see who has the longest one?
Well, I would win that game as I won Wingspan. It's
Guys,
a game about
Wingspan?
Birding.
Alfred, you have to relax your shoulders and entire body because your head is moving laxly, but the rest of your body looks stiff as a board. I don't know what I've done to not foster camaraderie, joy, wisdom, and litheness. Yeah, there you go.
The first shit you did when I got on the call was start criticizing. Okay.
Bond of the week. My
Can
bond
I go
of the week.
First?
I have to go first. my bond of the fine. Marika, go. Every week, Marika keeps going. Can I go first?
That's not true at all.
The past 2 weeks, you've said, "Can I go first?"
It's probably because you took so long to get into the segment.
Okay, who is your bond of the week?
Joey King.
Oh.
Nice.
Great bond of the week.
That's really good.
That's really good.
Yeah. She did us all a service. And at the end of the day, that's all I can ask for. And I think she'd be a great bond.
Well,
I
here's
love that.
My thing is that I don't think she actually hooked up with him.
You know?
Because there's like no evidence. People just decided they thought that they hooked up. Because they were just doing a press tour. And then they were like, oh, they fucked. I'm like, I don't know if they did.
Alf, are you Googling Joey King right now to figure out what what
I can see?
Here's the thing. I have a question. I have a question, Jeff.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. What?
Do you ever explain segments on the show, or just dive fucking in as if everyone in the audience has heard the show before?
That. Bond of the week is okay. So Daniel Craig is out as Bond, and so every week until the next 007 is cast, we're lobbing up our pick for the next James. So who would you cast as the next James Bond?
That was a really good elevator pitch. Why didn't you could just slot that in so
naturally.
Riley,
go because you're ready. And then Alfred, give Riley the floor.
Okay.
Taron Egerton.
That's really good.
Did you watch Rocketman recently?
I didn't watch it recently. I've just been thinking about it a lot in the Elvis and Austin Butler discourse because it's just like, where are Taron Egerton's flowers? He made the best music biopic in a really long time. And yes, Jeffrey.
What about Todger Egerton?
Like cock? Like the British slang term for cock, todger? Is that the joke that you're making?
Have you been... forget it.
It's like in the Harry book.
Thank you.
I put it on my todger.
Thank you, Riley.
My penis was oscillating between freezing cold and burning hot.
And then he gets mad on Colbert for him bringing it up. You wrote
it. Reminded me of my mother.
I'm fucking sorry, Harry. Your mom's dead, by the way, so don't invoke her when talking about your... I'm sorry, Alfred, but for lack of a better term, fang.
Alf, who's your Bond?
Apologizing to me. My Bond, I guess, is Tom Hanks in A Man Called Otto.
So Tom Hanks as Otto as Bond.
Otto. Otto from A Man Called Otto as played by Tom Hanks.
Can you say Bond, the name's Bond, James Bond, in as doing an impression of that?
Sure. Tom Hanks famously easy to impression. Such a distinct voice.
grumpy. Name's Bond. James Bond.
That was really bad.
Have you seen it? Have you seen A Man Called Otto?
I haven't, but that doesn't sound
okay. Well, then you haven't seen it.
Have you seen the commercial?
No.
Right. So then you wouldn't know.
It just doesn't sound like Tom Hanks. You guys have seen it. Did you think it was good?
I haven't seen it.
Yeah,
I haven't seen it, but I've watched the trailer.
Did it sound like him? There's no way.
Kind of.
Marika. Thank you.
This is so fucked up.
He's a grumpy. He's right. He went grumpy, and that's the move.
He went grumpy.
Tom went grumpy.
Mm-hmm. My Bond of the week.
Whatever,
man. Tom Hanks, what?
I was just gonna say he doesn't sound the same in every movie. Okay? Elvis? That was a choice. So you don't know that he doesn't have an accent or a funny voice in Man Called Otto, do you?
You will be famous, my boy.
Jeff, did you see Elvis?
Bond.
No, I didn't see
Elvis. Yeah. I know.
And you host a pop culture show, is it?
Who's your Bond?
My Bond of the week is
I was just going to say, when he said it was a pop culture show, I felt the same way.
Yeah.
We bring up pop culture stuff. I don't know everything.
You don't know it, but you bring it up.
Bring it up. And I try to bring stuff up and you shut it down. That's kind of how it works a lot of the time.
Who's your Bond? There it is. It's
wild to find that one, eh?
My Bond of the week is Alfred Bardwell Evans.
Oh.
Alfred Bondwell Evans.
That's really good because, sorry, but Aaron Taylor Johnson's not the only white guy with three names. Who says no?
What?
Alf, would you like to play Bond?
Sure. Fat paycheck, I'm sure.
That's the reason.
What would your... Could
frankly,
you do like...
Where I'm,
could you do like martini shaken, not stirred, like as Bond, like earnestly?
Well, I don't
I gotta say, Riley just saying that straight was actually pretty good.
No, but like do it like you're as Bond, like as earnestly as you can.
Okay, I can do that.
Cameras rolling, crowd on set, sound speeds, camera speeds, and action.
Bar keep.
Already bad.
Top of the morning, my man.
Drinking in the morning?
I fancy a
9 a.m.
breakfast martini.
It's just martinis. It's
almost no Scottish.
Shaken. Not sad.
Oh, kind of cheeky.
You redeemed it at the end.
And not sad.
You added a bunch of details, though, that just aren't relevant to the scene, to the movie. Raise a lot of concerns for James doing his job as a spy.
Why do you think I should be Bond?
He's bad at his job.
I said why you should be Bond. You're a white guy with three names.
That's a pretty good reason. That's fair. I don't agree with a lot of the shit you say, but that's a pretty good reason.
We do have to move on to news of the day. Oh, fuck. I opened the wrong
app.
Thank God. Why doesn't anybody ever try to enjoy this show?
I'm having a blast.
I genuinely try every time.
Okay. Well,
I have a great time every time I come on.
M&M's announced that Maya Rudolph is the new face of the company after an indefinite pause hit the classic Spokes candies. What do you guys think of the...
What?
What? Did you not see this? I saw that this morning. Yeah.
Do you want me to read the official thing?
Yes, please do.
Yes, please.
All right. So obviously there's a ton of backlash to the highly sexualized green M&M or something. So here is the...
They just changed her shoes. That's all that happened.
That's all they did. Yeah. And then like a bunch of Republicans were like, M&M's went woke.
Well, I don't want to fuck her anymore.
Did you before?
She's wearing shoes.
if she's not in heels, I don't want to tap that thing.
And that, anyway, I was going to say an M&M, forget it. America, let's talk. In the last year, we've made some changes to our beloved Spokes candies. We weren't sure if anyone would even notice, and we definitely didn't think it would break the internet. But now we get it. Even a candy's shoes can be polarizing, which was the last thing M&M's wanted, since we're all about bringing people together.
Even a candy's
Therefore, we've decided to take an indefinite pause from the Spokes candies. In their place, we are proud to introduce a spokesperson American can agree on, the beloved Maya Rudolph. We are confident Ms. Rudolph will champion the power of fun to create a world where everyone feels like they belong.
You know what my first thought was?
Not everyone can agree on Rudolph?
No, my first thought was, what is going to happen to the commercial before AMC movies where it's the M&M's as spies? And they're like, I don't remember the actual joke of this commercial that I've seen a million times.
I feel that.
I remember like the Christmas one where they find Santa.
Mm. Yes. There's, do you want to be the peanut M&M and I'll be Santa? Do a little reenactment?
You're talking to me?
Yeah.
Sure. I don't really remember what they say.
Well, so fuck it. Never mind. I'll do both. Okay. The peanut M&M goes to, so they like run into Santa, like he's like about to eat the cookies, and the peanut M&M goes, he's real. And then Santa goes, they're real.
My question was, who better than Maya?
M&M? Be funny, right?
Sorry, everything just stopped for me. So it wasn't that I wasn't laughing. It was just, it said, your internet connection's unstable, which I don't think it is.
I don't think so.
That's just my poison infiltrating fiber.
I disagree. Oh, Jeff, are you taking a little nap?
Yeah.
Well, the sun was in my eyes, which at first was good lighting, but it was starting to get hot and harsh.
Little Jacob Collier for your afternoon.
LeBron James is an estimated 9 games away from breaking the NBA's all-time scoring record, passing Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. What record do you guys think you could actually break? Because I think I could swim around the world in 80 laps.
In 80 laps?
Yeah,
laps
like...
of what?
What do you mean?
Swim.
Do you mean like strokes?
Swim. Yeah, freestyle ideally. They get tired, a little bit of breast. Ass. 80 laps of a meter length, whatever, 100 meter length Olympic swimming pool. I think I could make it across the whole damn ocean.
I think I could genuinely break a record for how many lemon spindrifts consumed in a lifetime.
In a lifetime? Mm-hmm. So you want to earn it as you die.
Mm-hmm.
A posthumous Guinness world record.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
That one I could genuinely break, I think.
I don't doubt you could do that. Alfred, Marika? Pretty interested in Marika's.
I'm going to go clementines eaten in a single day.
Ooh.
So what?
What number do you think it would be?
I mean, I feel like an order. Well, I think that like no one's set this record.
Safe.
It's not. I feel like no one set the record. Like it's not officially on the books. So I feel like I could start low, and if someone tried to beat me, then I'd have to go like nonstop eating clementines for the whole day. But
so
I
think you could do like 12, and that would be fine for
yeah,
now.
Yeah, yeah. So and I would, and I
you
have
won't get scurvy.
That's true.
I will say that Riley and I shot a web series pilot years ago that never aired, and I had to eat a bunch of kumquats.
Oh yeah,
I love and kumquats, and I've like, also done that.
I had so many, and I just...
You got sick.
I had some digestive issues, obviously. Yeah. So just be careful with the clementines, Bromley.
Well,
Alfred, what
remember,
record...
Remember when... remember when my mom sent me grapes in the mail?
Yeah, grapes in a box.
Yeah, this year she sent me kumquats, but I did ask for them this time. And
that's
they
very
arrived.
Nice.
They arrived in good condition.
And in good faith.
And I did eat almost all of them. It was a lot. Yeah. A lot of the kumquats.
Alfred, what record do you think you could actually realistically
Alfred looks
break?
So bored.
Least amount of fun had on a podcast.
Yeah, that's fair.
Exes Sean Penn and Robin Wright seen in Los Angeles spending more time together. The pair were married from 1996 to 2010. What's going on, guys? Do you think they're maybe back together? Or what's that?
Yeah, maybe they're back together.
I auditioned for a movie that Robin Wright was directing, and I didn't get it.
You didn't get it? Callback?
Nope.
Huh. That sucks.
Next time.
Mm-hmm.
Better luck.
Yep.
I watched a movie starring Robin Wright and Colin Farrell, directed by Michael Mayer, who directed Spring Awakening, American Idiot, a bunch of great stuff. Changed my life.
Mm.
It's a great film. I recommend.
By the way, this is how Marika brings up pop culture. So it's like, how are you supposed to respond to that? Like, the only thing you can say is, oh, cool.
No, I could talk. I love Spring Awakening.
Yeah. Are you going to try and see Jonathan Groff in Merrily when it transfers
it
to Broadway?
Saw it.
You
saw it?
Oh, I'm so jealous.
I won the lottery.
Was it as good as I want it to be?
It was pretty good. It was, yeah, I had a good time.
Do you think it's going to last?
I do think it's going to last. I think it has such a big draw right now.
Yeah, like, right.
Building up so much hype that I do think it's going to last. I think, I assume all of them are transferring, but
I think they are all scheduled to transfer. I think my guess would be that Daniel goes first.
Yeah, but he's so good in it.
Oh, I bet. My favorite Sondheim musical, if you can believe.
I can believe. And I don't know you, but I can believe.
Definitely. Money? No, I like money a lot. No, do, 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 do. I mean, it's better than not. I love that show, man. It's so good.
Riley, what's
I can't
your
wait for the
Sondheim
movie.
Musical?
Oh, that's a great question, Marika.
And I would also love to talk the Merrily movie.
I think my favorite part about what's happening right now is that Jeff knows nothing.
That's why I'm trying to keep it. And we know Jeff's favorite Sondheim musical is Saturday Night, so we can move on from that. We don't have to ask him. Riley,
I think
go.
Mine is A Little Night Music and Into the Woods. Like, it's, you gotta be both of those.
Nice.
But I love me some Little Night Music.
I haven't seen a production of A Little Night Music, but I did watch a filmed version.
A filmed, like a film adaptation or a stage, like the performance that had been filmed?
I really think it was just a movie, like not a stage room.
Was there any actors of note in there, or was it unknowns?
Let me see. It's like one of the older films. It's from 1973.
Oh, wow. So sort of contemporaneous to the...
Mm-hmm. Starring Elizabeth Taylor, Diana Rigg.
Wow.
Oh, wow. I got it.
Jeff, you ever seen that?
I think I saw that one, yeah.
Oh, that went Diana Rigg? Yeah.
For sure.
TJ Holmes.
My favorite is Assassins.
Oh, I love Assassins.
I love Assassins.
TJ Holmes can't stop grinning amid affair allegations. This was him yesterday.
He's holding two phones.
That is true. One per affair.
Yeah.
And you know what? We had a Genie Moose thing, but I'm going to cut it. We don't need to watch another one of those. We do have to take a break, though. Oh,
yeah. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Guys, my social battery is starting to come back, I have to say, because, you know, we're all less social in the winter, habitually. And I feel like I've sort of charged up for a summer of filling my cup. But it can be easy to ignore our social battery altogether and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter, like I said. What's the right amount of socialization for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some time alone. Therapy can give you that self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I'm in therapy every week. It definitely helps me rearrange my priorities so that I can prioritize my social battery and making sure I have that time to recharge, which I need. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/whatsthat today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/whatsthat. Thanks, BetterHelp.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Und wir back. We do have to do it. What's that?
No one said anything.
Okay.
We could talk more about
Did you want someone to comment on the fact that you did a German accent?
I was going to start the clock on America's Druthers. So it is time for America's Druthers, meaning you can keep talking about what you were just talking about.
Well,
I had
actually,
this scripted.
That reminds me that at one point I asked you what that sound clip was from because I was spiraling down a thing where, like, I was listening to the Sondheim musical, The Frogs.
I love The Frogs.
And the overture is like a fanfare that I recognized and I couldn't figure out where it was from. And I thought maybe it was from this. It wasn't, but it was from Comedy Bang Bang, which really upset me.
Marika, do you remember in Smash when I forget who in the show Christian Borle was dating, but they were like, who's your favorite Sondheim music? What's your favorite Sondheim musical? And Christian Borle, I'll never forget. He's like, The Frogs. And they're like, what? No. What are you talking about? He's like, I know. Jeff, do you remember that?
Yeah. Did you watch Smash, Jeff?
Well, it's America's druthers, so I'm not really supposed to talk for these.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, that's good.
Alf, did you watch Smash?
I didn't. I think I would have enjoyed it, but I feel like now it's probably too late to really get much out of it. You think it's worth the rewatch?
Really.
You can go back?
Yeah, I feel like people are watching Glee now, which is concerning just for the culture.
Yeah.
So I feel like you have a right to watch Smash if you want to.
Thank you for giving me that permission.
Yeah.
I loved Glee at the time. Were you guys Gleeks? You know,
seasons 1 and 2, Jesse St. James, an icon.
Pretty good.
The Warblers.
Oh, yeah. Jeff, incredible. Sorry, is this boring you?
Yeah.
Thanks for being honest.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Did you guys watch any of the Broadway web series that existed back in the day? I think some of them might have been
backstage videos or Playbill videos.
Some of them were connected to that, but there was a series. So there's one called The Batteries Down, which was done by a bunch of UMich kids, Andrew Keenan Bolger and Pasek and Paul were involved, and it was a musical web series. That one's iconic. A lot of great cameos there.
Jeff's such an Andrew Keenan Bolger head.
He loves the Bolger. Yeah, he loves Andrew's blog, for sure. Which is also a great.
Rika, if anyone comments on the YouTube video or the Reddit about what you're talking about, if anyone recognizes this as a piece of media, I'll give you $40. No one knows what you're talking about on the Zoom or in the audience.
I mean, I know it's. I've recently realized that a lot of songs that I took the time to memorize in high school, early college, that were theater songs, have the YouTube videos have 1,000 views.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then you think about that in retrospect to this podcast gets 10,000 views,
right?
Sometimes on videos, and I'm like, what are any of us doing? Really?
Yeah,
it's really upsetting.
What's your favorite, really obscure musical?
Well, my favorite musical is a musical called Lysistrata Jones, which isn't...
I don't know it.
Yeah, it's...
Jeff does.
Yeah.
Jeff was in it, I think.
Yeah.
Who did you play again?
Jeff, sing one of the songs.
It's Lysistrata Jones in this Greco house, Positano pens made of linen now. It's this sort of coastal Italy thing.
Made of linen
said
now.
Greco.
Well, you know.
I think that was moving.
It
made
was
of
moving.
Linen now.
With a ton of pants.
Two and a half minutes more of Marika's druthers, right? I'm trying to take a back seat and you're not really
feeling
the space.
No, it's fine. My God. Lysistrata Jones was about a college basketball team that hadn't won a game in 30 years. So all of the cheerleaders who naturally were dating all of the basketball players withheld sex until they won a game.
I actually do know about this.
Yeah. As in the play Lysistrata. It's great. Highly recommend. It was on Broadway for 30 something days.
I love it. Yeah, is there classic. An album on Spotify?
There
maybe?
Is an album. It's really fun, poppy songs. Cool. Yeah. Glory Days, one of my other favorite musicals, written by the guy that wrote this musical, which famously closed on its opening night on Broadway.
Hilarious.
You hate to see it.
Because of COVID or no?
No, this was in 2008.
Got it. Financial crisis. You
know, low ticket sales for sure. Shouldn't have opened when it did, openly in the season, in a bad venue. And it was a show about college boys that were going to college. and facing and facing the crisis of growing up. But you know, I love it. If I saw it, I'd literally burst into tears. It's a great show.
59 seconds left.
What are your guys' favorite musicals that are obscure musicals?
Ooh.
My favorite year.
Do you want to give us a taste?
My favorite year. So.
And everything is linen now.
No, that's Lissa's. Yeah.
I mean, and obviously you're wasting the 59 seconds, and I would have preferred to hear what Alfred or Riley had to say.
Thank you. Riley?
I'm trying to think. I'm trying to think what I've been listening to lately. Right. I've been getting back into Matilda because of the movie. The movie was so sure. good. The movie so was good. So good. I've been getting into Ride the Cyclone.
Oh, I saw Ride
I was just
the saying,
Cyclone. Did you know that U.S. is the only country that didn't get a theatrical release of Matilda?
A Matilda?
I did. I did know that because
like,
I was very
UK
upset about it.
In Europe and stuff, they
oh,
did a...
Oh, no. We ran out of time.
I saw Ride the Cyclone before Taylor Lauterman left the show. I've also... Yeah. I get... That her song stuck in my head a lot. We can move on, but I had a great time.
Welcome to what should I even call this? Review, review, review.
Okay, now I'm interested. Yeah,
I was like, now it's about me.
All right, I might be in this part. Give it to me. What's up?
You were going
to
laugh at no matter what I said because you thought it would be funny to start getting on board at the last minute.
I feel like I've been a bad sport this whole time.
That's par for the course for this show. I think that was the appropriate. You weren't being a bad sport. You were just reacting appropriately to what you've been given.
This is probably the worst show for you guys to do promo on because I feel like everyone who listens to Review Review listens to this show and everybody who listens to this show listens to your guys' show. But at the same time, if anyone hasn't heard of it, do you guys want a soft pitch or hard pitch the show before we get into this segment?
If you haven't, if you're listening to this show and haven't listened to Review Review, that might be possible. The show, I think, gets a lot more listeners than Review Review does, so that's fine. basically, we take any topic literally ever. Today we did Cafe Nero, which is going to be coming out soon. We've done Universal Studios Hollywood, Martinelli Sparkling Cider, anything. We read reviews of those things from the internet, and then we do long-form improv based on those reviews. Sometimes with guests. It's a great idea. I think Jeff might have short-term memory loss because Jeff was a co-host, and we made the show together, and he was on for three years. And then it was only this past year that Jeff stepped down, and Alfred stepped up. Alf wasn't the stepdad. He was the dad who stepped up.
I've never heard that before. No.
I love it.
Well, I thought we could just do a mini review segment. But Marika, since you've never been a part of the show, I don't want to like trial by fire you here. So why don't we do Riley, me, and Alfred will do the segment. And Marika, you can call the scene. How about that?
Great.
I'd love for you to not be involved in the improv.
Yeah. That's fair. And I think all of the audience would agree as well.
It's not even because Marika doesn't want to do it. Jeff just really doesn't want to do it. Oh my God.
Yeah, here we go.
So this, I thought it'd be fun to do a review of the show post my departure, post Alfred's arrival.
Were you listening to an old episode of the HeadGum Podcast?
No, I just haven't opened the Apple Podcast app in years.
Mm. All right.
I guess since May 14th. 2021. Here it is. 5 stars of review. This is on Apple Podcasts. This comes in from nickname KS Already Taken. Alfred, do you want to give them a nickname?
Sure. Is KS their initials? Is that
Riley? What do you? You should facilitate this. I don't know how this works.
Kevin Slime.
There we go.
That's good.
Kevin Slime. 5 stars. Title is New Host. Better than that other crooked old fart. Sorry, I didn't read this before we started recording.
So is this, it almost sounds like, oh, he's a crooked old fart, but he's better than the other crooked old fart.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
I'm just kind of reeling because I didn't read the review.
You didn't read it before.
I just opened Apple Podcasts.
Do you want to do the improv or no?
Maybe if you guys start it and then
we could find a different review.
That's the only one in the last 20 days. Okay.
So that tracks, actually.
You guys fucking start the scene. And once I calm down, I'll enter it. All right. I promise I won't enter it until I've calmed down.
Okay.
Honey, I know that my remarriage has been a big transition for you. You know, it's like you're already at a tender age, you're 14, and I know that your dad leaving and me remarrying pretty quickly has been really hard, but I brought him over today. He's in the other room. He'll come in when he's ready, when you're ready, because it's about you. And I just wanted you guys to get to know each other a little bit. Is that something you'd be interested in?
Yeah, I think so.
Do you want to let me know anything before he comes in? Like any reservations, any boundaries you do want to talk about, don't want to talk about? You don't have to call him dad. I want to say that right now. You do not have to call him dad.
Can I? If I wanted to, though?
Of course you can. You should ask him that. I bet that he would love to hear that.
Maybe not today, but later.
Yeah, I think that sounds like a good idea. I'm going to bring him in.
Yeah. I just want to say, I've really appreciated the time you and I have had together, though.
It's not going to end. You're still my son.
No, I know. But I'm just saying, it's been a particular vibe, and I've liked it.
So. Me too. And this will be a new chapter, so I'll bring him in. Jax, he's ready. Come say hi to Chris.
Hi, Chris. I heard what you guys said through the wall, by the way. I'm not a crooked old fart. I know the door was closed and it was a little muffled, but that's what I heard.
Jax, we were joking. It was a joke. We were like, oh, he's just a crooked old fart. You know, we're kidding. Weren't we, Chris?
Uh-huh.
Call me dad.
Okay.
You don't have to do it right now.
Call me dad.
Chris.
Unless I'm a crooked old fart and you don't want to call me a dad.
Jax, what are you doing?
I'm going to bring in somebody else that's a friend of mine, and they're going to tell you exactly who they are. And what their whole deal is, and it's going to change the scene. Parsi. Marika, that's you. Parsi, don't be shy. Come in here, tell us your
Who's
whole
Parsi?
Deal and change the scene entirely.
Parsi, I don't know anyone named Parsi before.
Jax, this is
Marika,
cruel.
It's okay. Marika,
on
it's
so
okay.
many levels.
Parsi.
Jax, this is so cruel.
This is not in the scene, Marika. It's okay to join the scene. I know what I said earlier,
Parsi.
But you can improvise in the scene with us. Parsi, come here.
Pressure on Parsi.
Tell us your whole deal and make it funny as shit to change this whole deal. It's okay.
Hi, I'm Parsi.
Oh, who are you, Parsi? This is a really intimate meeting with my son and his new stepdad. And I wish I'd had some notice before you brought a friend over.
How did you get into our house?
How did you get into our house?
Honestly, I thought this was my house.
Marika, you're blowing it. This is why I didn't want you to be in the scene. This is not part of it.
Jax,
now back to it. Parsi.
You're an asshole.
Why would you think
Jax.
This is your house? This is so clearly my girlfriend's house.
And wife. We just got married.
Well,
you're
you never. And by the way,
you never
stop
dating
your wife.
Your wife.
Parsi, what's your entire deal? You have 15. Marika, you have 15 seconds to change the scene. Parsi, what's your whole thing? Man.
Well, I mean, now I'm confused because I came here thinking that this was my house.
It was your house.
Yeah, it looks exactly the same.
Right, yeah.
It's on the same street.
Parsi, true or false, from what you know about me and our relationship that you haven't really figured out what it is yet, would you describe me as a crooked old fart?
I don't know who you are, to be honest.
Really, Parsi? We thought he was with you. I fucking hate this guy.
I thought he was with you.
Mom.
You're still in charge of calling the scene, even though you're now suddenly
Yeah, honey. What?
Mom, I don't want him to be dad anymore. I don't want him to be anything.
You don't want him to be anything.
Can Parsi be my new dad? I really like Parsi.
You don't even know what Parsi's whole deal is.
No one knows what Parsi's deal is.
POS, Jax. You know that?
Chris.
First crooked old fart and now POS?
Christopher.
Yeah. What is this?
Say you're sorry to Parsi and to Jax.
You're sorry. You're sorry to Parsi and to Jax.
Don't be like that.
No, actually, I accept that apology.
That was nothing. He was imitating me and being sort of a smartass about it.
Yeah, but I appreciated it.
Shut up, you rancid old so-and-so. I'm sick of your ass. Parsi, can we go? Can we get out of here? Go get a milkshake or something.
Where the hell are y'all gonna go? We didn't even get a glimpse into. We didn't even get a glimpse into what Parsi's whole deal is.
Parsi's deal is that Parsi thinks that this is Parsi's house. Parsi doesn't know any of us, but now I guess Parsi's Chris's new stepdad. That's Parsi's deal.
So are
we gonna
you?
We're gonna go get a milkshake. So you can
and you're
work
happy
out
with this, Chris.
I'm still reeling off that apology. I mean, I really fucking appreciated that. Nobody's ever not only taken accountability and responsibility, but also delivered just the words "I'm sorry" without explanation and defensiveness. The only thing I'm still kind of sitting here in limbo about is what Parsi's whole deal is. Because at a certain point, by the way, Marika, you should have said something like that to change the whole scene. And now we're back in it. Call me dad.
Wait, sorry, can we pause the scene for a second, actually?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you mean I should have said something like that?
Like you should have, because your assignment, which you obviously didn't understand the assignment, was to come in as Parsi,
right,
say what your whole deal was, and change the whole scene.
She did.
I did say
she
my whole
did
deal.
All those things.
I did say my whole deal, and you told me that I had to call the scene, and we haven't hit a good point yet. We could have called it.
Okay.
We could have called it when he said.
The whole thing. So it was supposed to be like, oh, get to know your new stepdad, and now it's about who the fuck is Parsi and why does Parsi think this is their house?
And I was going to call it at, do you want to go get milkshakes? But then.
But then you kept going and then
Jeff
paused.
I didn't keep going.
You kept going.
All right. Should we go back to the scene and
Alfred's
get to a
been
good
perfect.
Other point?
Yeah. Thank Alfred's you. Perfect.
All right. Back to the scene.
I'm going to get strawberry.
And scene.
So, Riley, Alfred, where can people find you? Where can they follow the show? Where can they listen to the show? What's a good episode to listen with? The floor is y'all's. Let's start with Riley.
You can find me on Instagram at Riley and Spa and on Twitter at Riley Coyote. You can find the show on Instagram at Review Review, on Reddit r/ReviewReview. And we have a Discord channel under the HeadGum Discord, Review Review, come party. I think a really fun first app. Well, when's this one coming out?
This Friday.
We just, on this past Tuesday, the 24th, we have an episode with Shelby Wolstein, which is really fun. And I also think for the new, so you can listen to, there's a whole shit ton with me and Jeff.
Don't fucking listen to those.
But
in fact, Marika, I've been meaning to ask you about this. Is there a way to get those taken down?
No.
Yeah.
You guys make money off of those now.
No. I would rather we just clean slate. You know what I mean? I think it's confusing.
We have one just Alf and I called Dice, which our editor Daniel Ramos did a pretty amazing sound design for a chase sequence, which is one of my favorite audio gags we've done. So Dice, if you want our first solo app. And we just had Tupperware with Shelby Wolstein.
Hell yeah. Alfred?
Yeah, and you can find me on Instagram.com at AlfredInit, INNIT. You know,
only the web browser.
Only the web browser. I think your
ghost on the app.
My big plea, I guess, if we're doing plugs and pleas here at the end.
I know what you're going to say, and it gets worse every time. Because the more desperate you are about
know,
it, the least
I know, but
happen.
I need to say it. I know a lot of people who listen to this show used to listen to Review Review. If you wouldn't mind writing some theme songs for Review Review that have my name in them, because we're steadily working through the backlog of songs that are all about Jeff's swinging ass.
We recorded one today and it was about your ass.
this is my impression of every review theme song. Jeff's ass, take me home to the ass I belong. That's literally every single fucking one. And all I'm asking you is that, you know, people out there who've like, they have a draft. Yes, they have a draft saved in GarageBand of some fucking song about Jeff's ass. Just go in, take out the... Exactly.
It's two syllables.
And just put my name in. Just take my fucking name in
there. We had Can You Feel the Love Tonight, and it was like, can you see Jeff's ass in chords or something like that.
That's very funny to me.
But yeah, so write a theme song about my ass, why don't you?
Easy. Can you speak to it a little bit? How is your ass?
Never had any complaints. I mean, I think our asses are probably pretty comparable.
Don't you dare say that. Let's get a picture of your ass up on Twitter, and then we'll compare side by side.
I don't feel the need to, you know, chase clout like that. I think I'm pretty content, you know.
It's not me chasing clout, it's me running away from gout. Like, while I'm young, let's preserve my physical status in...
You're trying to sort of lock a time capsule of you having an ass?
If you got gout, your ankles would shatter.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
Marika?
Follow me on Twitter and Instagram and Letterboxd at Marika Elon. And again, if you did watch The Batteries Down, a classic musical theater web series by Jake Wilson, please let me know so I can make $40. Thank you.
And it's at Jeffrey James on Instagram, at Jeff Briarty on Twitter. We'll see you guys again next week. Riley has a heart out in 2.5 minutes, so we're going to call it.
Candle?
Watch Jeff's showcase, CBS Diversity Showcase. It's so good.
Yeah, paramount.com/showcase2023 or /2023. And if you're a casting director, please give all three of us jobs. And I'm not going to say which three, but it's definitely me, Riley, and Marika for some reason. I think this improv show was sort of a calling card. But this whole show was Daz. We'll see you guys again next week, I hope.
Was a HeadGum original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news, we're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. Why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
I will.
Can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.